Mom drops the subject, but I'm not some naive little boy. Is that what marriage is like? Having to make bets to get blowjobs? Denver, my dad says, climbing into the car. Did you order the balloon bouquets? Uncle Denver laughs. Relax, I got it covered. My great-grandma's 90th birthday party is this weekend, and we've had about a million family get-togethers to talk logistics. Great-grandma Dory is pretty much planning the entire thing while acting as though she has no idea we're throwing the party. I gotta get to school, I say. Denver laughs. Shit, East, you got the principal wrapped around your finger. Take advantage. He laughs. See you all later. He waves and heads back to his truck, where he climbs in and speeds off around me. How is it that he just never grew up? My dad says, more to himself than us, I think. I love my dad, but he's so serious most of the time. My mom harps on my grades and about college, and my dad keeps asking me how serious I am about baseball. It's easy to tell he doesn't want to push me too hard, but I'm sure he'd be ecstatic if I chose to pursue baseball. His shot was thrown when my grandparents died and he returned home. Although he's adamant he regrets nothing because he has my mom and my sister and me. I drive 5 more minutes and park in the back of the lot of the high school because I'm pulling up with my parents, the school's principal and science teacher, who have been found way too many times making out in closets or my dad's classroom. I get razzed about them all the damn time. I toss the keys to my dad and bolt across the parking lot. Have a great day, East, Mom calls. I lift my hand in a wave without turning around. As I'm approaching the curb, Lance pulls up in his dad's truck. Uncle Wyatt files out of the passenger side to round the truck. Easton. Uncle Wyatt high-fives me and luckily stops my parents from breaking the distance between us. The Jeep? Lance asks, cringing. I nod as we fall into step with each other. My grandma called last night, Lance says. She's buying me a new car for my 16th birthday. Lucky bastard. We walk into the school and I nod at a few friends. Lance's dad, my Uncle Wyatt, comes from a wealthy family in Manhattan, and Lance always gets extravagant gifts for holidays and his birthday. We can pick you up in the morning if you want to avoid the Jeep, he says. He'd be easy to hate if he didn't say shit like that. I remember the time he got the new game console we'd been begging for, and he let me play first. I couldn't ask for a better cousin. Check out Brinley, I say when I see our cousin putting on lip gloss at her locker mirror. Her best friend, Kenzie, is next to her, rambling on about something. You think she's bringing Kenzie to Grandma's party? Lance asks. I punch his shoulder. I knew you had a thing for her. He rubs his arm as if I actually inflicted pain. Lance isn't athletic. He's more into being the school president or editor of the newspaper. I don't, but not many options in a school full of our damn cousins, I say, what I know he was thinking. We go to high school with 6 of our cousins. 3 of us are referred to as the Bailey triplets since we were all born within a day of each other. Although Lance's last name is actually Whitmore and Brinley's is Kelly, we're all Baileys, especially in great-grandma Dory's eyes. Hey, Phoebe. I nod at our oldest cousin who attends Lake Starlight High. Her boyfriend Coulter is at her side with his arm slung over her shoulder. Uncle Rome hates Coulter, but I don't know the details of why. The bell rings and Lance and I say goodbye and head in different directions. I sit in my homeroom class as Kenzie sits down next to me. Hey, East, she coos. I can't tell Lance that Kenzie's been flirting with me since the start of the school year. Everyone knows he likes her. That's been clear since we were kids, and she and Brinley became best friends. So I try my best to not notice her. Not notice her long, dark hair and her glossy pink lips. The way her eyes fall over my body as if she'd love to jump my bones. Hell, I'm 15. I can't help it if my body has a physical reaction to her, right? Hey, Kenzie, I say.
Brinley invited me to your great-grandma's party. I hope that's okay.
I glance at her to be polite and see that she's smiling. My great-grandma wants the entire town there, so I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
And what about you? Will you be thrilled if I come?
I groan inwardly. Lance is my cousin, Lance is my cousin, Lance is my cousin. I repeat the mantra to myself to ward off the temptation of acknowledging Kenzie's attention. It works, for the moment.